Je suis Yael Bergman et vous écoutez Kia Ora. So, welcome to Kia Ora. And today, 13th of December, is it?
Yep.
I am in Topo. I don't even know how it's said. Topo. We had a debate about it, I'm not sure. And I am here tonight with Katie. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you.
So, first of all, can you say a few words about yourself?
Sure. My name's Katie. I'm 30 years old. I'm from, well, I don't really know where to say I'm from, but I live in Bristol in England. And I grew up in the Brecon Beacons in Wales. And I'm here in New Zealand with my partner, Ben, who is 31, also from Bristol.
Okay, so are you here on a visit or maybe not?
We're here maybe to live forever.
Wow.
And maybe to stay for 2 years. At the moment, we're staying for 2 years, okay. But there is a potential after those 2 years that we may stay.
So what attracts you in New Zealand? Or do you want to stay?
Do you know, I don't think it was really about an attraction of New Zealand. I think there were loads of things about moving here that I guess were part of our conversations, but I have an Australian passport, mm-hmm. so I can live here as a citizen. And then Ben has always wanted to live in Australia, and he's already lived in Australia for 2 years.
Okay.
But I don't like the idea of Australia because in my mind it's a city or really in the middle of nowhere.
True.
And New Zealand is the in-between.
Yeah, it's true. It's like more, it's smaller, so you're not so far from everything, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. You can live in a town that feels big enough that you don't know everyone, but small enough that you don't feel lost.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So why did you want to change lives?
I think there was we were talking about this when we were walking here, like there's loads of things that have contributed. If we think in terms of years, like we've just had COVID, we weren't able to move. Yeah. And then I am a person that has really itchy feet. So, yeah. You know, I can, after maybe a year or two, I really get an urge to move,
okay.
from where I am and change what I'm doing, whether that's about my job or the country. And as a result, I've traveled a lot.
Uh-huh.
So there was that. And then when I met Ben, he was planning on moving. I think he was planning on moving to Canada, and then he didn't go because we met. And then the catalyst was we were together for 3 years, and I think social norm was saying, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have children? When are you going to do all of the things that are expected of you? or at least our parents expect of us.
Yeah.
It didn't quite fit with where we were at, and so we decided that we would do something different, and it started as a joke.
Okay.
And then after a while, yeah, we just started saying to each other, if I go, would you really come with me? And
it
after a while
out.
It worked out, yeah.
And is New Zealand because it's easy, or is it because you really like the place or the country?
I think partly because it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ben's shaking his head at me. Partly because it's easy because it's English speaking.
Yes.
So that was a real pull. We thought about doing a ski season for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the difficulty of that was we wouldn't be able to work because we don't speak French or...
French in New Zealand?
No, ski season in Europe. Sorry.
Like, wow.
In Europe, we were going to do a ski season.
All right.
And... Yeah, we realised we would have to make our jobs remote and then move. And also it was going to be super expensive. So I think, yeah, it's partly easy. It's English speaking, we can get jobs here. But also we wanted a change of lifestyle. So we were in a really, I don't know how to explain it, but like we were in, after COVID, I think everyone went through their own mental health stuff and their own kind of situation. And our situation was that we were super unhealthy. We were drinking, we were eating a lot, we weren't exercising enough. And it got to a point where we were just like, we need to make a change or we're just going to become sofa slobs for the rest of our lives. And so we, yeah, decided that we wanted to do stuff differently. Mm-hmm. We both took up hobbies. And then, yeah, we decided that this would be a way to help us feel more comfortable in the new lives that we were trying to make for ourselves.
And how do you feel about being at the other end of the world? Because it's really far from your country, you know?
For me, it's, I think for both of us actually, it's not too bad. I've always traveled.
Yes.
My family are very like intrepid. They've always traveled. My brother is in Sydney.
Okay.
So it doesn't feel unnatural.
Okay.
I feel sad that maybe I might miss parts of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people having children or people getting married.
Yes.
You know, those things that happen, but I think I believe that irrelevant of what you see and you're part of, if you have good friends and you have good family, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you have to think about yourself, I think.
Yeah. And I think this felt more important. Like your friends and your family are important, but if they're true enough, they'll understand that this is important.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't ready to have babies and get married.
Yeah. You still have time.
So we decided to run for a while.
No, it's good. It's a good idea. So do you already have a place that you want to settle in?
I think so. When we were choosing where to live, maybe wanted New Plymouth,
mm-hmm.
which is on the west coast.
Yes.
But it's very small. We haven't actually been there, but from what we hear, it's very small. And for our jobs, it was not going to work. And so
okay.
We decided to just explore whilst we travelled and decide where we wanted to live. But Mount Maunganeu, I'm probably saying that wrong, but Tooranga,
yeah,
there's this area just beyond there that people call the Mount. It's like a white beach, long spit with a mountain at the end. That was a place that we thought we would fit quite well because Ben freedives and I love wild swimming and it feels a very wholesome place. And we've just been there last week and it was
amazing.
Amazing, yeah. It was amazing. And yeah, I think we'll probably stay there unless somewhere else really surprises us and then we end up staying there. And that might be, could be anywhere, I guess, but we don't want to be too far from anywhere. Like other places, and I think North Island probably helps with that.
So let's say like you're still exploring maybe other possibilities, but you already have like a preference.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes. Exactly. And we have already started messaging people about houses and jobs and stuff like that.
Mm.
But yeah, you never know. We might end up being like in the depths of the South Island.
Yeah.
Milford Sound.
Yeah.
Working on a boat.
It's really far. Yeah, my God.
Yeah.
So that's really a big change, actually.
Yeah.
It's for you. A change of life. Like, everything is going to change for you.
That's what it feels like. It doesn't feel like a change of country. Like,
yes.
It is a change of country, obviously, but it doesn't feel like a change of country, really,
yes.
For us. Other than the beauty, it's very similar to the UK.
Okay.
And so, for us, it's about change of lifestyle.
Yes.
Like, making sure that we're outside every day, making sure that we respect our bodies, making sure that we, like, I don't know, just are more wholesome. Our life in England wasn't.
So this is what you miss from your routine in England?
In the UK, yeah. We were, I mean, to a point, we were trying, but that meant going to the gym. And it meant trying not to go out with our friends drinking.
Yeah.
And it meant, yeah, trying to pull ourselves off the sofa. Whereas when you're here, life just feels like today, when we were just walking in here.
Yeah.
It's funny that we're talking like this because we're in a bar, but we were just walking into here. And at home, if we did 10,000 steps, which my watch is telling me I've done 11,000, but if I did 10,000 steps in the UK, that would be a big day.
Yes.
And here we have done nothing and we've already done 11,000 steps and it feels easy.
Yeah, you just want to be outside all the time.
You want to be outside all the time, you want that lifestyle, you want the adventure, you want to see the beautiful landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just different.
Aren't you scared of this choice?
No, I don't think so because it, well, maybe a little bit. Maybe. I think it's taken a long time. Probably taken us at least half of our relationship, which is about a year and a half, to get to a point that we've realized that we were not in a good place.
Okay.
So it's kind of, we were talking about this yesterday on the walk with the girl from the hostel, but that it's not something you just suddenly decide. It's a process of conversation.
Yeah.
It's developed over time, and you start thinking, oh, I don't really like where I'm at. I don't feel healthy. I don't feel happy. And you get to a place where, like, you really want something different.
Yes.
Alongside my itchy feet.
And as a couple, I mean, you have to I mean, your soulmate or whatever has to feel the same about it too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not easy.
Exactly. And I think we were really lucky in that way, in that we both were in a place of feeling like we needed a change.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It could have really backfired. You know, if one of us had wanted it and the other hadn't, it could have really gone the other way. But
yeah, true.
But it did take a good... Thank you. It did take like a good 4 or 5 months for us to really believe each other that the other person wanted to do the same thing.
Okay.
Because we would say, like, are you sure? Like, are you just joking? Yeah. Like, do you actually want to do this? And then when Ben, because I could go whenever because I had my passport, and we had to wait for Ben's visa. And once Ben had got that visa, he had to go through like a medical. I was then like, oh shit, we're actually
gonna
do this.
Oh my God.
And then it wasn't so scary. It was just like, felt really natural. And exciting, because then when we were telling people, nobody was really very surprised, but everyone was impressed.
Yes.
And so, and then you're like, wow, actually what we're doing is impressive. And you don't realize that you're changing your life completely, because it's been such a long process in your mind. It doesn't feel so shocking. And then when you tell people are like, whoa, that's huge, but it's just been
Because for you, it's like integrated into your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something else that's in your process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for someone else, like, wow, this is a big change.
A big change, yeah.
Yes.
But it doesn't, I mean, do you agree? It doesn't feel that big.
Yeah.
It felt big.
Before we came.
But it doesn't feel
big. But now
you're
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is the thing for now, until now, that you like the most about this country or this culture, or let's say New Zealand in a general way?
That's a really hard question, because we've only been here like I think 8 days, 9 days.
Yeah.
But from the offset, the people are extremely friendly.
True.
Very welcoming. If you go into a shop or a cafe or a restaurant, they have a conversation with you before they start doing whatever they need to do.
Yeah,
you know, how are you? What are you up to? Have you had a good day? Before they start serving you.
Yeah.
That's been very nice. And I don't want to speak too soon, but everything has been extremely smooth. Like, we've just, maybe this is about our mindset as well, but like, we've slipped into the life very easily.
Yeah.
We've got a car, we've started looking for houses, we understand everything. Maybe that's about preparation as well, but yeah, I just like the way it's been an easy transition.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the girl again yesterday was saying, like, every moment you see something beautiful, and then 2 minutes later you're seeing something else beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a completely different view.
It never stops.
Yeah, and it never ends. It's just so beautiful that you...
Yeah.
Like, we're sitting in a bar now, right? And we're looking at this incredible lake that looks like the sea.
It's
become normalized because we've been looking at it for an hour. But actually, it's incredible.
It's true.
Yeah.
Do you have any expectations for not this trip, but maybe this new life? Maybe you don't?
I don't know.
Maybe you just want to live in the moment, and that's good.
Yeah. I think happier lifestyle, happier in ourselves and individually.
Yes.
And also as a couple. I think we're very happy as a couple, but like, if you're happy individually, you're probably more happy as a couple. Yeah. Separating our lives off more. When in COVID, we were so entrenched in each other. And then we realized maybe our lives would be better if we had better separate lives.
Yes.
You have an analogy of a tree.
I do. Have you ever read the book Captain Crowley's Mandolin?
No.
It's a war book.
Okay.
And in the book, they talk about, people often use this quote when they get married in the UK, but it's about two trees that grow individually, and they have their own source of food and they have their own source of water, but underneath their roots are tangled, and so they're growing independently, but they like love underneath.
That's beautiful.
Together.
Love it.
So that was what we started trying to aim for, basically. Okay. Because we were so entrenched in COVID, we were just with each other all the time. So the expectation is we have good lives independently. And this is a very long-term expectation, and I don't know if we will stay forever, but if we were to stay forever, I would love to bring up a child in New Zealand, because I think the lifestyle of living by the ocean and the people of New Zealand much happier than if you were to bring up a child in the centre of Bristol in the UK.
It looks much easier, but I don't know. Relax.
Just calmer and happier. And, well, you know, you can only say that as an outsider, right? You don't know what the intricacies of the social stuff here. We don't know that yet, right? But it seems gentler, it seems more chilled.
Maybe you will tell us in a few years.
Yeah. Speak to me in 6 years. I'll have a manic child that's so unhappy.
Yeah, no. Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing your points of view about maybe your new life.
Thank you
in
for
New
asking
Zealand.
To speak to me.
It was really a nice interview.
Thanks.
Sharing your life views. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Any field, here or
wherever we land. Yeah. Thank you.
And have a good trip.
Yeah.
Before landing.
See you along the way.
Sure. See you.
C'était Kia Ora, le podcast du bout du monde qui vous fait découvrir la Nouvelle-Zélande. Rendez-vous très prochainement pour un nouvel épisode.